You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I'm broadcasting from Springfield, our state capital of Illinois, and in the Allstate Showcase studio in the Tribune Tower, comedian James Vickery joins us, and on the line we have Jamal Cole, a tireless volunteer and role model who we've talked about on the show before. Jamal, I don't know if we've told you this, but we've talked about you behind your back. I hope that's okay, because we're inspired by the work you're doing. How you doing?
It's all good. I'm doing better than some, worse than others. I can't complain, but good to know y'all talking about me. That's good. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My block, my hood, my city. And tell us a little bit about this. Well, you're helping out kids that really need, you know, opportunities and to see the world, just to see something positive in their lives. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Exactly. You know, we can't afford to take kids to China, but we can take them to Chinatown. You know, a lot of kids in Chicago have never been downtown. You know, they've never seen the lake. They order their food through 3-inch bulletproof glass windows every day. They have German shepherds sniffing their feet when they get off the train. So we take them. We believe exposure is key. We take them out of their comfort zone and take them to different parts of the city and expose them to different cultures, different communities, different professions, and different perspectives. And we measure if the travel has an impact on their school, on their attendance, does it lower their in-school suspension rates, et cetera.
And how long have you had this program?
I've been doing my block, my hood, my city for about 2.5 years.
How can we help? Not just me, and because like if I have the opportunity, I'd love to invite you to bring some kids into the studio and, you know, learn about what we do. But how can people listening help? Like, what kind of, you know, how can people get involved?
That's a great question, and that's help. I mean, if you work for an organization that's into inviting teenagers to from under-resourced communities to learn, that's great, because a lot of teenagers, you say, what do you want to be? They say, I want to be a rapper or a basketball player. But if you work in a laboratory and you can talk to the teenagers about, you know, demystifying what the word science means to them, that's amazing. You know, if you work at Gatorade, you can talk to kids about consumer engagement. They didn't know that job existed prior to going on explorations with us. So that's a way you can help. Anybody can go to our website at mbmhmc.com and sign up to volunteer. We always do volunteering events, but you can sponsor an explorer for a year. I mean, there's just a plethora of ways you can support us. But or buy a hoodie. That's always a really good way to buy a hoodie and rep our brand. So
I'll buy a hoodie. I'll
yeah, see, I don't believe in science, James... but I'll buy a hoodie. See,
exactly.
I'm just kidding.
That's all good. Thank you.
Well, no, I think it's good to have a conversation. I mean, a lot of times when you wear something, people, it starts a conversation, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It does, especially when it says my block, my hood, my city on the front. It presents almost a problem and a solution at the same time, because Chicago is really parochial. So people are really, you know, they love their block and their hood, but we need to take ownership of the city too, because the museums are free Tuesday night and you can go. I mean, you own downtown just like you own, you know, the West Loop or North Lawndale. You own every part of Chicago. So.
Well, and that's something we've talked about on the show, and this is why it's come up, is that I have this, you know, no one says out loud, well, that's the South Side, that's the West Side, let them deal with it. They act as though those neighborhoods aren't Chicago, and yet they are. I almost wish we could go, you know, we could take people into those neighborhoods, but I don't know how you turn people's hearts to go and see how people are living, you know?
That's what you do. I mean, we need more people visiting community areas outside their own, because you're right. When most people hear about something negative happening in another Chicago community, especially where people look a lot different from them, it might as well happen in another country. But visiting different communities and interacting with the residents, I can change all of that.
I agree.
President Obama had a great quote, in his speech tonight, where he said, you know, are you tired of arguing with a stranger on Facebook? Try talking to them in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Obama for you. I mean, this guy, he studied Saul Alinsky and he studied Leon Finney and the Woodlawn Community Service Organization in the 1960s. They were able to mobilize people on the South Side of Chicago in the 1960s with no LinkedIn, with no Twitter,
right,
no Facebook. And he was able to apply those strategies to his candidacy. I mean, my whole master's degree was about, you know, Barack Obama leveraging social media to win president of the United States. I mean, it was phenomenal.
It really was. Now, the story that came up yesterday, and we wanted to talk to you about this yesterday, but today works too. The efforts that you had to get tickets for some of the kids to go see President Obama, were you able to secure those?
Yeah, I mean, we got 15 tickets. Actually, we got 14 tickets. So at first we started
That's
with
awesome.
No tickets. We waited in line, but we got calls from all over Chicago, on Lakeview, Rogers Park, Edgewater, Hyde Park, Chatham. South Chicago. I mean, we were driving around. You could travel the world without leaving Chicago, I'll tell you that. And we went everywhere to pick up these tickets. And we got 14 tickets, and we did. We went tonight to the McCormick place, and it was a fish out of water experience, but you can feel the energy in the arena. It was so much energy in the arena. And I think, you know, you can only see Obama from the distance, a little glimmer of him, but you can still see the hand gestures. But more importantly, you can see the smiles of people from all different colors, all different backgrounds in Chicago. And I think that's what's going to stick with the kids.
And how early did you guys arrive for President Obama's speech?
We got there at 3:15.
And so what'd you guys do? Did everybody bring books and stuff on their cell phones and things? What'd you do?
No. We like everybody else, we were like moving very, very slow, snail pace to the front of the line. I mean, like everybody else, we stood up the entire time. Everybody was running by saying, "Oh, my city!" So the kids felt like stars. But it was about literally we stood up from 3 o'clock to about 9 o'clock. We were standing up, and so
oh man.
Everybody's feet was hurting at the end, but it was worth it. It was a worthwhile cause, and we got to see so many Chicagoans smiling, and that's what, it's a great time to be in Chicago, so it was great.
Well, and what was it? Did you get a chance to talk to the kids after his speech? What was their reaction?
Yeah.
What were some of the things they were saying?
I said, Obama should have fed us. They were hungry, so we had to go get some food. No, but they were, they liked it. They said, hey, you know what? If this guy can rise to be president of the United States, that means that I can do anything I want to do. And one of the young girls talked about Obama mentioning science, and she was like, wow, he talked about being a scientist. He talked about knowing math. And right now I struggle in those things. It makes me want to step my game up. So I they were very, very attentive. Like, they were really, like, listening to everything you're saying. They were trying to get up as close as they could. And they were roaring and yelling when he was speaking. So this was the first time they actually got to see the president speak so closely. So I think it was transformative for a lot of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is amazing. And again, so the website is mybhc.com. Is that right?
It's mbmhmc.com. So that's like an acronym for My Block, My Hood, My City. So mbmhmc.com, and that's where you can find us.
That's very cool. And here's the thing. I've never seen President Obama speak live, so I'm a little bit jealous of you guys going to see the president. It is inspiring. Have you had an opportunity to meet with any like state legislators too? Because that was where President Obama, as much as people say community organizer, you know, again, obviously law school, but as a state legislator, have you had the opportunity to meet with any of them from the state?
Yeah. Well, our state legislator, L.J. Sims, is in the 34th district in Chicago. So I see him around when we get Chinese food down the street together all the time. So we're always getting Chinese food brought to each other. But our alderman, Roderick Sawyer. Yeah, I get to go downstate and see them guys. And, yeah, Barack Obama, in both of his books were amazing, but he laid a blueprint on how he actually rose to power. And I think that I'm a community organizer in Chicago, so that's why it's very, very that's why it means so much to me, really does.
Yeah. It is an important work that you're doing. And, again, get involved, everybody. If this is something you can do, we talk about neighborhoods. We talk about, you know, what are they doing to make their neighborhoods better? That's how people talk. You know that, Jamal. And here we are. Well, what are we all doing? You know, people can complain. They can be angry, but they can also be involved.
Yep.
Exactly. And, well, don't vote, don't complain. But also, you can vote once every 4 years. You can volunteer every day if you want to. So that's just the way I look at democracy on my community level outward. We don't have to wait for big cities to shovel our snow or to, you know, to mow our lawns. We can get to know our neighbors ourselves and take back our own community.
Absolutely. Again, go to mbmhmc.com. You can buy a hoodie. You can support the organization that is helping kids really introduce Chicagoans to places in their cities they've never seen or experienced. So really, thank you so much for the work that you do, Jamal. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. No doubt. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We will talk to you again soon. We want to check in with you, see how things are going.
All right. Peace out.
Thank you. Peace. Thanks, man. After this on 720.